AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Mohammed Salaman has been charged with a federal hate crime. He's the man accused of using a makeshift flamethrower and an incendiary device to attack a group in Boulder, Colorado. 8 people were injured. The FBI says Salaman told police he planned it for a year and specifically targeted what he described as the Zionist group. He also said he would do it again. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says it's former President Biden's fault.
This individual, this terrorist, was allowed into this country by the previous administration, was foolishly given a tourism visa, and then was illegally allowed to stay. These individuals are going to be deported, and we're not going to tolerate such violence in our country.
Witnesses report the man yelled, "Free Palestine," during the attack. He's due in court later today in Colorado. Delegations from Russia and Ukraine met in Turkey for their second round of direct peace talks in just over 2 weeks. But the discussion lasted only about an hour and produced no major progress. The talks came a day after a string of stunning long-range attacks by both sides, with Ukraine launching a devastating drone assault on Russian air bases. Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky says it was a success.
All our joint investments in drone production, all our shared battlefield experience, everything we are doing together with our partners, it's making Europe stronger.
Kyiv officials say their surprise drone attack damaged or destroyed more than 40 warplanes at air bases deep inside Russia. Health officials say Israeli forces in the Gaza Strip opened fire as people headed toward an aid distribution site, killing at least 3 people. The Israeli military says it fired warning shots towards several suspects who advanced toward the troops and posed a threat to them. The Energy Department has ordered another power plant, this time an oil and gas plant in Pennsylvania, to keep its turbines running through the hottest summer months as a precaution against electricity shortfalls. This is AP News. An Israeli strike on a residential building killed at least 14 people.
The Shifa and Al-Ale hospitals confirmed the toll from the strike in the built-up Jabalia refugee camp in northern Gaza, saying 5 women and 7 children were among those killed. After the dead and injured from the strike were moved to Gaza City, women mourn their relatives, and other people gather near bodies lying on the ground wrapped in shrouds. Men load a body wrapped in a white shroud into a vehicle in the strike aftermath. A grieving family member sits with bodies wrapped in shrouds inside a vehicle following the airstrike. The Israeli military has not immediately responded to a request for comment. In general, Israel blames civilian deaths on Hamas because the militant group is entrenched in populated areas. I'm Charles de Letesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.